Hey, what's going on? This is Kevin Hart. Right now, you're watching Jalen and Dakota.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
The kind of friends that hang out when they're not doing the show.
We get a people! Yes. They want. There is so much to discuss. We've seen video of the Draymond Green, Jordan Poole incident. But we're not going to start the show with that. We're going to start the show with your new love, Victor Wembanyama. He is the best prospect I've seen since LeBron James. Again, he went up against Scoot Henderson and the G League Ignite, and again, he impressed. He was probably more impressive yesterday than he was in the previous game. Inside, outside, shot blocking, fluidity, height. He has everything you could ever want in a basketball player. He's not a unicorn. He is an alien. He is the complete package. Look at this man as a prospect. Look at what he has.
I want to modify something you said. And with respect all of the 4,000 plus human beings worn NBA uniforms, let me just make sure I say this extremely clear. There hasn't been somebody that's going to walk across the NBA stage that has so many things in their game at that height, that touch.
Look at that from the corner.
That skill.
From the corner off the triple.
Since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
From the hash mark.
Since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This is the greatest pre-college prospect in the history of the NBA. I ain't saying he's going to be the greatest player of all time. I'm just saying, I remember when LeBron was in high school. Did you have questions about his game?
Not at all. I had to cut the tape for the ESPY Awards. I watched every one of his televised high school games, and he was the most impressive prospect I've ever seen, even more so than Wembanyama. We don't have to argue about
it. Who can shoot better?
Wembanyama.
Okay. Who's taller?
Wembanyama.
Okay. So what ends up happening in the game of basketball is the hoop is always 10 feet tall and the free throw line is 15 feet away. Steph Curry is a four-time champion. He's the vanguard. He's the leader of the new school. But he's 6'2" or 6'3". When he's at the park with those skills and Kevin Durant shows up at the park with the same skills, but he's 6'10", KD gets picked first. This is a tall man's game. We ain't never seen a 7-plus footer doing this.
Nothing. Jalen, when he hit from the hash mark, right? You watch him hit from the hash mark. You expect him to step into the shot to hit from the hash mark. He got the ball below the hash mark, faced up his defender,
and
dribbled backwards, and then hit from the hash mark. He hit a fadeaway turnaround off the dribble 3-point shot from the baseline, and he's 7'3", Jalen.
I literally was watching his interview yesterday, rocking his Buffaloes, talking to the notorious JVG in Action Jackson. I admire his maturity.
Oh, his English is
his
perfect.
His demeanor.
He is it.
And I was like, he got a cheat code.
Look at this.
And then I thought about something. A nickname. It literally came to me. Because when I saw him do that dunk right there, it reminded me of a play that KG Garnett had when he was in high school.
Look at this one from the hash mark. God.
It reminds me of KG coming out of high school. Remember, he was a 7-footer with perimeter skills, played facing the basket, shot long jumpers. And what was his nickname?
Big Ticket.
This right here? Blank Check.
How much do you think he would be worth as a free agent right now? If they didn't have the draft system and you could just like open market sign a player. Whatever you could possibly give him.
Blank Check. That's his nickname. You're making my point. Blank Check. We ain't seen nothing like this. And I guarantee you, shoe company, Blank Check. Endorsements, Blank Check. International prospect. I love the NFL, the most popular sport in America. But all of the great players in the NFL are from here. Mm-hmm. He's an international player. He's going to get dollars here and across the world.
He's got great personality, great head on his shoulders, great team around him. They asked him, oh, we should shut him down for this year. And his representative was like, shut him down. Like, he's a basketball player. He's going to play basketball. That's what he's going
to
do.
And shout to Rudy Gobert, who's going to be on our show soon. Great. An exclusive. Who helped nurture the young fella, treats him like a little brother, showing him what the league all about. He made Rudy Gobert look small.
Yes.
And I want to make sure I give everybody some math. There's a reason why so many teams are going to be tanking to get him. Because of everything we just said. And he's the highlight. Let me just finish. He's the highlight, right? But the story is actually Scoot Henderson.
Yep. If you don't get him, you get Scoot.
Because the percentages of the new lottery mean if you tank, the top three have 14% chance to get the number one pick. But each of them, the top two have a 27% chance to get one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So one in four chance, if you're tanking, you're going to get blank check or Scoot. So it makes it worth it to actually do it.
And if you're a team that's on the thinking about tanking, some teams are tanking. You look at the Spurs, like they're not trying to win. Jazz, not trying to win. OKC, not trying to win, especially since check got hurt. But if you're like the Pacers and you're thinking about it and you watch these games, you're not thinking about it anymore. And if you're the Rockets, you've got a young core, they're trying to win games, maybe we're not trying to win that many games. You're going to see a lot of teams sitting a lot of players. You're going to see a lot of that going on.
Absolutely. And when you're this kind of prospect, Adam Silver's already talking about you. Kevin Durant.
LeBron.
LeBron James. They know what we know. We ain't seen nothing like this. And at 7'4", 7'9", wingspan, dribble, pass, and shoot between the leg, falling out of bounds.
Post moves.
Mature, blocking shots.
Shoulder shimmies.
Rim contest.
Everything you could ever want. Personality, maturity, everything you could ever want. He is going to change the NBA, and I'm so glad that I'm here to watch it. This is also going to change the NBA in a much different way, Jalen Rose. We all knew that Draymond Green and Jordan Poole mixed it up at practice. But now we've seen the video. TMZ has the video. They have not licensed it to ESPN to play, so we cannot show it to you. But we have watched it. And Jalen, I had the luxury of showing it to you because it was dropped as you were on your way here. What was your initial reaction? How do you feel about it now that you've seen it?
It broke my heart. Because I love both of them as human beings. I have personal relationships with both of them. Consider them like little brothers. And when you see your family have an altercation, you just hope it's not as bad as you hope it's not as bad as it was projected. So I was literally trying to avoid watching it. And when I watched it, it's going to leave a stain on their relationship that it will never be the same. And not just with those two human beings, with anybody that's close to Jordan. And I'm going to tell you another secret. With the organization, too.
Mm.
Because I looked at the dynamics of that practice and how it went down. And I've been in this game for 30 years, as you know. And blindfolded, I could see that was a private practice.
So how did the video get out?
It got leaked. And it got leaked to show us what truly happened. And so when Steve Kerr goes to the podium and he basically doesn't mention Draymond Green's name, it reminds me of the fact that Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr at a practice before. But the difference is it wasn't a video. See, when there's a video now, that changed the dynamics of all of these relationships.
The video changes everything.
It changes the dynamics of all of these relationships. And it officially flips the hourglass on the days being numbered for Draymond with the Golden State Warriors. And that saddens me.
Wait a second.
A future Hall of Famer.
You think because of this, that the days of Draymond Green in a Warriors jersey are numbered?
Yes. And
well, I shouldn't say because of this, because this and his behavior.
Well, I think number one, because first off, in sports, you can behave poorly, make bad decisions, and people still will take a chance on you because you got talent. See Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. But at this point of his career, it changes things. There was already a question of whether they were going to give him an extension. You know why? Because they haven't done it yet. So it was already a question of, should we extend him? It's a salary cap sport. Kuminga, Wiseman, Moody, just like Poole, at some point become their young core that they want to pay. So financially, I felt like it was going to be a long shot for him to get top dollar with them before this. So I'm not saying it's but this becomes a finite thing where it's like, it's been a good run. He has another year left. He has a player option next year. That player option becomes an expiring contract. Let's go see if we can get our fifth championship together because he's a future Hall of Famer, arguably the best defensive player in the game, an anchor defensively, a 6'7 guy that guards centers. Like, I've watched him since high school, and I was just with him recently. And so this really hurts my heart for him because the video definitely got leaked on purpose to make him look bad.
That is interesting. That is heartbreaking. I love Draymond Green's game so much, and I love him in a Warriors uniform. I love what he brings to that franchise. And hopefully these perceived sort of fissures in this relationship can't get stitched up. There was a football game last night, Mr. Rose, and I didn't watch all of it. I can't lie. Field goal fest. And if it wasn't bad enough, it went all the way to overtime. Of course, I'm talking about the Colts and the Broncos. The Colts ended up winning the game in overtime. But when I'm watching this game, I'm thinking to myself, I knew that Matt Ryan didn't have much left in the tank, but I did not know that Russell Wilson was at this point in his career.
Right. I didn't either. We didn't either. And coming into the season, you know, I was standing on this table for the criticism that Russell Wilson was taking during the offseason. Mm-hmm. And like many, I felt like he was going to go to Denver and be a game changer and reclaim elite status. Now there's more question marks. And I just have to say this out loud, especially, you know, while Kanye's on his world tour or whatever, that I ignorantly once said, as a player, as a human being, and then I said it in the Fab Five doc, that basically players that went to Duke were Uncle Toms. That was dumb and ignorant. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that I learned the error in my ways. And I want to first shout Grant Hill and tell him happy 50th birthday, my brother who I love. And I appreciate him for forgiving my immaturity and irresponsibility. But I'm really uncomfortable with a lot of the way people talk about Russell Wilson.
It's fair to say.
And I'm going to just tell you, I understand that, you know, you can marry who you want to marry. And you could question if he was married to a white wife, if you like that or don't like that. That's things that people was judging him by early in his career. So now he gets a divorce, right? And he marries Sierra. But we don't look at him as cool enough. He's not hip-hop enough. Oh, he's not Future, right? And so now people not only talk about Russell Wilson's performance, I'm noticing they're starting to talk about him as a man.
That coincides.
Trying to talk about his character and start trying to act like he's like cooning and stuff like that. That makes me uncomfortable. And it ain't just people that look like me that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I read between those lines, and I'm going to make sure I acknowledge the fact that he's struggling. They look ugly. Kick the field goal and go up six. But hold on. Kick the field goal and go up six. And then the other thing, don't throw an interception, Russ. As a matter of fact, don't throw two. Throw it to the guy who he's open. You go win the game, and we celebrate you. Don't be losing to the Colts without Jonathan Taylor.
Bad. Bad game for both teams. But, Jalen, who scored more points than any other team? Scored more
Jerry
points
Montana.
Than any other team
Where is
in the
Jerry
National
Montana?
Football League.
Hey,
the whole point is to score points. The Lions have scored more points than every other team, so they're the best team in the NFL as far as I'm concerned.
What is our quarterback's name, please?
Jared Montana.
No!
We might cover other games in Week 5. We might not. the Lions are that hot right now.
Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Anthony Rose. I'm going to pretend the Thursday night game never happened. Barely watched it. But week five is upon us. Only and you know where we're going to start. With the Buffalo Bills. They have the Steelers, one of the worst teams in the NFL, coming to Buffalo. And the Bills Mafia and Griselda is going to celebrate this one. They're minus 14. They'll probably cover that. I've got the money line plus Josh Allen with a touchdown, Stephon Diggs with a touchdown. Everyone scoring touchdowns for the Bills. Yeah. They might shut out the Steelers. They are going to roll through this one easily. We don't even have to talk about it. We don't even have to discuss it.
This almost feels blasphemous for me to say because you know how much I love Mike Tomlin and the Steelers defense historically. They got, you know how much I love Minkah
Fitzpatrick. Let's just pretend it's not happening.
And Cam Hayward.
Let's pretend it's not happening.
But they lost, you know, the defensive player of the year for the year, for the season.
TJ.
They've already switched quarterbacks a month into the season.
A rookie threw three picks.
This is going to be Trevor. It's going to be tough sledding
in Buffalo for the Steelers. I expect the Bills to roll in that one easily. Josh Allen's not even going to finish the game. Mm. That's how much they're going to win by. Moving on, Jalen. You know, I'm not an advanced analytics guy. You know what I mean? But, like, I keep it simple. Which team has scored the most points in the National Football League? Like, when you're out in the football field, especially on offense, you're trying to score points. And which team has scored the most points?
The Detroit Lions.
Look at these NFL rankings, my guy.
And so
First.
So we averaging 34. Look at that. Over 400 yards a game.
Look at that.
Our run game's
great.
Has been stout.
Love the run game.
And, but
who's under center?
But
who's under center?
It's my quarterback.
Who? What's your quarterback's name?
Jared Montana out there balling. And however, I must quote, there he is.
Smile on your face.
That's my guy, Jared right Montana. There. No question.
The man got the more yards than everybody else in the NFL.
Like T.O., that's my quarterback. But I have to say this.
What's that?
I want to quote another great Detroiter, American philosopher, Bart Scott.
What'd he say?
Our defense can't stop a nosebleed.
No, they can't. They scored the most points in the NFL and they're 1-3.
Heck yeah. So while the rest of the world got a chance to swoop in, last night I had an NBA countdown show for the first time. Couple of people in that room love the Lions now.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Campbell interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And the personality of the team.
Oh,
I'm like, y'all not about to make us the old Cubs. You know what I'm saying? Because we lost last week. Geno Smith was out there looking like Warren Moon against us.
You lose every week. I used to love Warren Moon so much. You lose every week. But you make it. You lose spectacularly. It's always spectacular. It's always action-packed, but okay. It's always an L.
So here's what we're going to do then.
What are we going to do?
We're going to beat the Patriots.
Okay.
And then we're going to get a star Lions player of that game to come on the show next week.
Great.
That's what we're going to do.
Great. No one covers the Lions like Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, probably... Oh, we're back to the board. Probably the best matchup of the weekend comes at the end of the weekend, and that is the Sunday night game between defending AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals, who have had some bumps in the road so far, and the Ravens coming off a devastating loss to the Bills in which they were up 22-3 in the first half. This one, to me, is a pick 'em. I don't know who is going to win this. Ravens are favored because they're a home team.
Well, here's what I'm looking to see. Lamar respond. Because I didn't like that 4th-and-1 decision by John Harbaugh.
No.
Because now you're making Lamar having to play hero ball. Take the field goal. Put the points on the board. When you don't do that, now you got my guy running around trying to find somebody open. They play good defense. Throw the football away. They lose the game. And you throw a pick in the end zone,
20-yard line, 25-yard line,
you lose that field position that you would have garnered even if it was an incomplete
pass. Josh Allen's just eating those.
Right. Even if it's an incomplete pass, you still got to go 90-plus yards. You throw an interception, changes field position, and then you're right. Your Bills Mafia got a chance to eat a dub. But it was also good to see Joe Burrow respond,
yes,
at least be upright. But here's what's going to happen this week.
What's going to happen?
It's going to get real gritty for Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, yeah, because they haven't really unlocked Chase yet this year like they did the end of last year.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, you should bet for him. Because I am.
Two TDs?
Two TDs.
You always up it to two TDs. Wow. That's a great pick right there. We have two more gambles for you. Guaranteed to hit.
Let's
guaranteed to hit. We'll make money for you right after this very short break. Maybe. I lose every week. The NBA is back on ESPN next Wednesday. We have a doubleheader. Look at these matchups. You don't want to miss that. And the Countdown crew kicks it all off at 7 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Every day we have a show. What do we do?
We acknowledge the fact that Brittany Griner is still wrongfully detained in Russia. And we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return after 232 days to the United States.
Jalen, sometimes I make bets where I know it's a real gamble, right? And sometimes it's just guaranteed, locked up, can't lose bets. Here's mine for this week. Bills money line. They're playing the Steelers. They're going to win. Josh Allen TD. I bet it every single week. It comes in around 12 times a year. You get plus 165 with the money line of Josh Allen TD. What's your lock of the week?
I love that bet. And let's get it, people, what they want. Let's get this paper. I've been telling y'all for years, stop doubting Jalen Hurts. How about he's going to have two passing TDs, one rushing TD, and he's going to pass for over 255 yards easy against the Cardinals.
It's so easy to make money. It's a wonder these gambling apps are still alive. We'll be back Monday, ESPN2, 4 o'clock.